Luke chapter 1. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them to us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto you in order, most excellent Theophilus, that you might know the certainty of those things wherein you have been instructed. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zechariah, of the course of Abia. And his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before Yahweh, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of Yahweh blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before Yahweh in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of Yahweh. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the time of incense. And there appeared to him an angel of Yahweh standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the messenger said to him, "Fear not, Zechariah, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth shall bear to you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you shall have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of Yahweh, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to Yahweh, their Elohim. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for Yahweh." And Zechariah said to the messenger, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years." And the angel, answering, said to him, "I am Gabriel, that stands in the presence of Yahweh, and I am sent to speak to you, and to show you these glad tidings. And behold, you shall be dumb, and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because you have not believed my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season." And the people waited for Zechariah, and marveled that he stayed so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak to them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned to them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself for 5 months, saying, "Thus has Yahweh dealt with me in the days wherein he looked upon me, to take away my reproach among men." And in the 6th month the angel Gabriel was sent from Elohim to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Miriam. And the angel came in to her and said, "Hail, highly favored! Yahweh is with you. Blessed are you among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, "Fear not, Miriam, for you have found favor with Yahweh. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Yahashua. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And Yahweh, Elohim, shall give to him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Then said Miriam to the messenger, "How shall this be, seeing that I do not know a man?" And the messenger answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of Yahweh. And behold, your cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the 6th month with her, who was called barren, for with Yahweh nothing shall be impossible." And Miriam said, "Behold the handmaid of Yahweh, be it according to your word to me." And the messenger departed from her, And Miriam arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zechariah and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Miriam, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how is this to happen to me, that the mother of my sovereign should come to me? For as soon as the voice of your salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from Yahweh." And Miriam said, "My soul does magnify Yahweh, and my spirit has rejoiced in Elohim, my Savior, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For from here onward all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty has done to me great things, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has given help to his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever." And Miriam abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. And now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how Yahweh had shown great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zechariah after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, "No, but he shall be called John." And they said to her, "There is none of your kindred that is called by this name." And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, "His name is John." And they all marveled, and his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spoke and praised Yahweh. And fear came on all those that dwelt round about them, and all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What manner of child shall this be?" And the hand of Yahweh was with him. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant to us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for you shall go before the face of Yahweh to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our Elohim, whereby the dayspring from on high has visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in deserts until the day of his showing to Israel. End of chapter.